This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea claims it tested this week a second known type of nuclear-capable underwater attack drone designed to destroy naval vessels and ports, adding to a flurry of weapons demonstrations this year that heightened tensions with rivals. Meanwhile, there is a renewed push for support of a ban on North Korean workers. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
South Korea, the United States, and Japan have called for stronger international support of efforts to ban North Korea from sending workers abroad and to curb the North's cybercrime. They say such steps are necessary to block the country's means to fund its nuclear program. The group says that North Korea's recent weapons tests show it is more intent on acquiring more advanced missiles designed to attack the U.S. and its allies rather than returning to talks. Experts believe that North Korea's crypto hacking and other illicit cyber activities and the wages sent by North Korean workers add to their revenue. Workers remain in China, Russia, and elsewhere, despite an earlier UN order to repatriate them by the end of 2019. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Justice Department has launched an investigation into possible release of Pentagon documents.
The documents, posted on several social media sites, appear to detail U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. They're labeled secret and resemble routine updates the U.S. military's joint staff will produce daily, but not distribute publicly. They are not war plans and provide no details on any planned Ukrainian offensive. And they contain inaccuracies, including estimates of Russian troop deaths significantly lower than numbers publicly stated by U.S. officials, leading to questions about the document's authenticity, whether they've been altered or part of a misinformation campaign. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is-